And here we go. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well. How about you, Thomas? What's the name of our little podcast?
The Secret Life of Thomas Dooley.
The Secret Life of Thomas Dooley.
Yep.
With your host. Who's your host?
I'm the host. You're the co-host.
Oh, but the host is Thomas Dooley?
Yeah.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, now please welcome your host of The Secret Life of Thomas Dooley.
Hello.
Thomas Dooley.
Hello. Let me see. Here's another thing to this thing.
Oh, I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, and now the host of The Secret Life of Thomas Dooley. Thomas Dooley.
Here's another one.
All right, so.
That one you have to hold it down.
Ha-ha.
We're back from commercial.
We're back from commercial. We're back. And we're back. What, only four sound effects?
Yeah. I think you can do stuff with these where you can...
Record stuff?
Okay. Put a clip in it.
Okay. Put a stinger in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
Let's see. And where you at?
All right, so let me not push my luck past another 2 minutes or so. It's 7:38.
So what are you about to go do?
Maryland Bravo and Maryland David.
What's happening in there?
Building stuff.
Building stuff.
Yes.
Screens?
No, I'm pretty sure it's just audio stuff. Huh. Yeah. Hey, play the sound effect again.
Which one?
I don't know. Surprise me. Wow. It's like, we'll be right back after these commercial messages.
All right.
Do the host one again.
The long one?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, and now, the host of The Secret Life of Thomas Dooley, Thomas Dooley.
Oh, perfectly cued. Perfectly cued. So, I think the basis of this is like...
Today's show is brought to you by Smart Pop.
My intent behind this is, on my end of it, I am thinking... You.
Yeah.
But on my end of it is to formulate my stories,
yeah.
My comedy.
Yeah.
I think anything we make from here, even it's on your side,
yeah.
It's going to be comedy.
Absolutely. In fact, for that matter, why don't you, off the top of your head, give us a quick bit.
A quick bit?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep, you're on the spot.
Remember my nephew?
Yes, your nephew, John.
Zach. Do you remember when I brought him through, and maybe you weren't there? He met the Amins.
Okay.
But anyway.
This was pre-pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there was a time when he was two.
Was he two when you brought him through here?
No.
Okay.
He was older.
Older, okay.
He's 16.
Oh, okay.
When he was two, it was his birthday, and him being a curious little kid, I went out and bought him a toy.
Oh, a toy.
For something appropriate for his age, something that he can learn from.
Okay.
Like something about shapes,
a
square, a circle, a rectangle.
Absolutely. Educational.
Yeah, rectangle, a triangle. So I got the toy for him, and I was going to take it over to his house and maybe open it up. Bond with the little guy.
Okay.
Opened it up, found out it was broken.
Oh. The toy was broken?
The toy was broken. The square identified as a circle.
Whoa.
Which I don't know.
There you go.
Is that what you were wanting?
Yes.
Is that something what you were wanting?
Yes.
To kind of get us started? I'll do the one that I usually open up with at...
Okay.
At stand-ups. If you're wondering about me, if you're confused about my ethnicity, I am what's known on the street as a cracker.
A cracker.
And of all the crackers, I identify as a Ritz.
A Ritz.
I'm salty, a little bit savory, and kind of round.
Thomas, I don't think anybody's going to wonder about your ethnicity. You are clearly
white. You wrote
white.
That part. Dude, you wrote that part. You said, say ethnicity.
Yes. No, but I'm just busting.
And then there's a few other lines. There's a few other lines
white.
On a few other bits.
Yeah.
That you say, like, say this.
Say this. I'm just busting your chops for the sake of this conversation.
Okay.
You're going to get on stage and no one's going to question that you're white. And I am too. Although that's not totally true. Because, you know, I identify as Caucasian. Because white to me is, you know, rhymes with Trump. Trump.
I get it and I don't get it at the same time. But anyway.
Okay.
But you know my main joke that I kind of stole from you.
Oh, yeah.
And used it on stage.
Yeah.
Was, I'll give you where it started. You had neck surgery.
Yep.
And your wife was talking to you about you flirting with the nurse and talking to her about crackers.
Well, you know what? Since our listeners are like...
And it kind of built.
Yeah.
It built from that.
All right. So look, in the last 2 minutes here, let me just... For fans, for people listening at home, let me give you the backstory on that. I had spinal fusion surgery. I had C3 and C4 fused together. And the day of surgery, everything went well. Got in the car after surgery. I was riding home with my wife. And I'm kind of still coming off the anesthesia. I've got my wits about me. But my wife turns to me and says, "So, do you remember anything about the surgery?" I was like, I don't know. And she says, "Do you remember what you said to the nurse?" And I was like, uh-oh. What did I say to the nurse? She goes, "Oh, you asked the nurse if she liked crackers." And I said, "Oh?" And she said, "Yeah." And then you asked her if you like this cracker.
Okay, that gives more.
True story.
That's true story, but I kind of pulled it out to make it my own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where I name off a whole bunch of brands of crackers.
Thomas, let's make an ASMR, you know, an ASMR. It's your audio sensory meridian response. So it's videos of people eating steak, or in this case, eating. Yeah. I mean, like you naturally make ASMRs when you make those videos and you send them to me of you eating your lunch somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You don't intend to make an asthma of yourself, but you do. It's like,
and you know what?
What?
Every time I did one of those,
yeah,
the food was delicious.
I could only imagine what it would be like if the food was not delicious.
But it had the one ingredient you try to avoid in any kind of food.
Ooh, onions, the evil onion.
Well. Did you ever get that checked by a doctor, why that happens to you?
Yeah. My doctor says, this is while she has her finger in my pooper, by the way. She's like, "Oh, oh, I know why you don't like onions. It's because you're not gay." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Okay. So, but no, it's some sort of a, it's tied into the acid production of my stomach, and they said that they could give me a pill to take if I thought that I ate an onion. It would just help neutralize it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm like, you know, I mean,
while she had your finger. That's while she had her finger. Oh, I don't. Why, you don't like onions? You're not gay.
Speaking of what? Onions or being gay?
Yeah. Speaking of gay.
Okay.
Without naming any names.
Okay.
I see the benefits for one person with addition to his kind of department.
Okay. In addition to his apartment.
No, the department. Department here at work.
Okay.
The supervisor at least has somebody who will, if he wanted a BJ,
well,
he has at least have somebody who would at least consider it.
It's like a,
right? Right?
Oh,
let me think this over. Okay.
Okay.
No.
I don't know who you're talking about, and the word preposterous is crossing my mind, but okay.
The one guy in the corner.
Uh-huh. Okay. The one guy in the corner, sure.
And the one guy who came in and found his own pissing post.
Okay, gotcha. Sure. But, you know, it's like I think that they are a set of two birds of a feather, too much alike, but in different ways. And so I don't think that either of them would consider each other.
So,
but that gets thrown out the window when we take the relationship outside of the office environment. Like I think that at least here, you know, everything would be just butting heads, if you will. But my guess is that add alcohol to any situation and that could easily change.
Okay, let's get away from that so this doesn't make air. Or we make that our test and just not say we ever talked about it.
Okay. Do I hear voices coming down the hallway?
Push, wait. But you're right in your concern.
What concern is that?
We don't want the Russian girl to find us.
Oh, yeah. So, Thomas, before we go, yeah, I want to know, is that a stuffed animal over there?
Yeah.
What's this?
That's my, what's the brand of it? It's called a jelly cat, but it's a dog. That was given to me when I got stabbed and I was in the hospital.
Oh, gotcha.
A friend of mine gave it to me.
Okay.
So, it's, what is it? Emotional support.
There you go.
Stuffed animal.
There you go. I can relate to that.
So.
Yeah, it's like my cat is an emotional support animal.
For you?
Yeah.
I understand. I totally understand it.
When he pees in the wash, I want to kick his ass. And you know, so that's where. Oh, the program's about to start. Ooh.
I didn't hear all that.
Yeah.
That could be edited out. I'm liking this.
Yeah. All right. They're looking for me. Gotta go.
Mike, before you go.
Oh, no. So. Nick, hello, sir. Okay. I'll be there and give me about 5 more minutes and then I'm off my break. All right. They're in which one? D and B? Okay. 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 No problem. I'll stop by there next. All right, bye.
Okay, quickly, what I was going to say. Is that I like this.
Yeah.
And I see potential for it. And just figuring out the bugs and we can do podcasting stuff.
I agree.
I was concerned. I was concerned.
Yeah.
That my main concern is the equivalent of this.
Yeah.
Won't meet our phone conversations.
Oh,
because
true.
The phone conversations are hilarious.
Should I leave my charger in the car? No, here it is.
That are insightful and hilarious at the same time.
There you go.
Right?
Yes.
And that was my concern.
And spontaneous. Right?
That's right. You didn't leave your phone here to charge?
No. I got a couple minutes like I go, but...
Oh.
I need it.
So you're literally taking a couple minutes.
Yeah. Hey, Thomas, I do have to end this because I got to go before they start looking for me.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Later. Till next time.
Till next time. Awesome. You've been listening to The Secret Life of Thomas Dooley and your co-host, Taco Joe.